So this question is going viral on the internet, and there's so many stories, including a lot here in the Valley of the Sun. The question is simply, quickest job you ever quit. Think of a job you had that you quit so quick. We're getting a lot of DMCNs.
Yeah, this one's hilarious. So this was, her name's just B. She said she quit Circle K the first day because she got robbed and never went back.
Yep,
that'll do it.
That will do it and cause trauma.
You know, that's realistic and makes total sense. If you got robbed at your job.
Yeah, if I were the boss, I would think it's an inside job and it was her. Let me get this straight. You started today and we got robbed today?
Yeah. I literally just told this to Joey yesterday. I'm like, get off the internet, dude. The conspiracies this man is living under. But that one, I don't know. The Circle K conspiracy, I believe.
So many. Let's take some calls now. Martina has been holding on, guys, for about 10 minutes. She has a story to sell. And a story to share about a fast food spot that she worked at. She quit so quick. Any guesses of which fast food spot that you probably work for a day or two and then have to quit?
I mean, McDonald's is the first and easiest one that comes to mind.
Okay. Subway.
Subway?
Ooh.
I'll go Filiberto's. All right, so Martina in Avondale, what's that fast food restaurant you had to quit?
Taco Bell.
No, you are God's strongest soldier. What do you mean you quit Taco Bell?
Talk about it.
I know.
What happened?
I know. Well, both of my older sisters had worked there. My cousin, and then there was like some other crazy girl that worked there. And they gave me the job because I quit Smitty's. And a lot of you don't remember Smitty's, but Smitty's is now Fry's.
Okay.
But they're like, come work over here. Da, da, da. And I'm like, okay. And I thought it was going to be cool. No, they're over there slaving me. Like, you got to wash the dishes. You got to sweep and mop. You got to boil the meat because, like, the meat came, like, in a package. So you had to, like, boil it.
Don't tell me that.
And then, yes. So I was like, ew, I used to love Taco Bell. The one I used to work at was the one downtown, which was Taco Bell Express, which a lot of people don't really remember that, but there was a Taco Bell Express, and it was just too hectic, too crazy for me, and I was like, oh my God, this is a lot. I can't do this. And I think I remember saying, like, I'm going to go to lunch. They're like, well, you can get free lunch here. So I even ate the lunch and then dipped. Never came back.
So how many days did you work there?
Like, honestly, maybe 2 days because it was
Let me get this straight. They hired you. They expect you to make food and clean?
Actually work?
I was going to ask the obvious question of what generation you were.
You sound like 2026 kids. What the hell?
No, I was only 16, so what did I know?
Yeah.
Just like, I'm not doing this.
I remember having friends working at Taco Bell back in the days in high school. That was the dream job.
Was it?
Yeah. You worked at Taco Bell, got free food.
We absolutely. That was the plug. That was the first original I know a guy.
I knew a girl, Yadira. Yadira Campos. Yadira was the plug.
Yeah, my sisters used to take the ice and all the tacos and stuff at the end of the shift and, like, go party because, you know, they were in their 20s and stuff. So they would go take all the food afterwards and the bag of ice for the beer and stuff.
Again, dream job.
I know. Why would you leave?
I didn't want to wash dishes.
Martina, let me just tell you one thing. I don't care how things are made there. I really don't. Because it will not deter me.
Yeah, could, just don't tell me.
Yeah, you could tell me. It wouldn't change anything.
You're still going.
Yeah, I'm still pulling up.
It's still good. You'll still get churro.
I don't know what that is. So yeah. I want a churro. Yeah. I don't know what that is.
You very much want churros, not chorro.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We got charro beans, churro, and chorro. So different.
Yeah.
Thank you for the call, love. You're disgusting. Thank you.
All right, bye. Bye.
She definitely didn't wash her hands while preparing food.
Oh, you already know. And at 16, y'all are disgusting people.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, she took it back. She was naming places that I wasn't familiar with. So that's crazy.
All right. Well, thank you for the call.
I guess.
I feel woozy.